You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire, and if you're wondering why it's me, not Lillian, talking, I pre-recorded this earlier today. Now, before COVID-19 started a massive outbreak during March in Europe and the Americas and causing countries to go into lockdown, countries close to the outbreak epicenter, China, managed to contain the spread of the virus at the start of this month, and they only have a relatively low number of confirmed infections, achieving what experts call flattening the curve. So what has been these countries like Singapore, Taiwan and Hong Kong have done to slow down the spread? In Taiwan and Singapore, its respective governments quickly took action after COVID-19 was first spotted in Wuhan. In Taiwan, face masks exports were banned while local production was sped up since the end of January, and the government took control of face mask distribution from the private sector to ensure that there would be no hoarding or exploitative pricing. Hong Kong, however, relies on a more community-based approach as many started to source their own ways to help contribute to the effort by sourcing their own health supplies and distributing amongst their own communities. Dr. Kenneth Kwong, or better known as K. Kwong, is one of them. He is a celebrity tutor teaching in one of the city's largest tutorial schools. Before the first cases of COVID-19 were confirmed, he started to teach people on social media how to make their own reusable face masks and hand sanitizer using materials that you can find at home or buy at the pharmacy. I spoke to him and asked the burning question, how can we in New Zealand make our own face mask while in lockdown?
Yeah, first of all, because of the limit of the raw material supply for making the conventional mask, which is so we call surgical mask, which is made of three material in three layers. The first layer is a layer with repel water, and the middle layer is the most essential one, is the so-called the Melbourne, which is a filter, essentially filter off all the droplets. And the last layer is the layer facing your face. It's so-called hydrophilic spunbond polypropylene. In fact, the first layer and the inner layer are not important. The most important thing is the Melbourne layer. But first of all, before the outbreak of the virus, the supply of the surgical masks in Hong Kong and everywhere on Earth are not so limited. Still, you can have money and you can buy some. But in the maybe 1st of February, the time changed. The supply are limited and most of them are selling the masks at a very high price. So we start to figure out how can we mimic the surgical masks and build up our own do-it-yourself DIY mask. Finally, we call the product HK mask. In fact, it's a very simple concept. You prepare in any fiber you can use as a mask to hold the filter. The filter itself can be a very expensive one. We call it a lano filter. And the cheaper one is so-called a microfiber, which is essentially the same as the Melbourne filter inside the ordinary surgical mask. But of course, not many people on Earth can have such access of high-class masks. So high-class masks. So we start to figure out, can we find some material in the supermarket? For example, the kitchen towel paper and also the pocket paper. I think the pocket paper is more essential because it is readily available everywhere in supermarket and is really in unlimited supply. So you can buy as a filter. For example, if you have one piece of tissue, you can, this is in Hong Kong, we call it tissue paper. You can cut it in the proper size, which is, for example, in Hong Kong mask, which is 18 times 15 centimeter. And then you put it into the mask and it's okay. The filtration efficiency is more or less a surgical mask. For example, for an N95, we call it N95 because it has a filtration rate of 0.3 micron particle of 95%. We call it N95. An ordinary surgical mask only N maybe 70 or 80 at most. But for one piece of this, it's nearly N50. And if you combine two, you can easily assess higher than N70. So it is very important that you can have household material or supermarket available material to build your own mask. For the mask itself, it's because it's made of any fiber you can use, all you have to do is download the template for your proper size. For example, for large, you can use the template and pin it into a laser printer and then cut into pieces and follow the pattern and cut on the mask fiber. And then you sew it using sewing machine or your own hand. You can have your own mask immediately. Because of the supply of the surgical masks is so unstable. So Hong Kong masks become very popular in various countries, especially in European countries.
You also taught people how to make their own sanitizers at home. How can we make our own hand sanitizers?
Oh, that's very simple. First of all, you can go to any shopping supermarket. And supermarket have it. There are two types of alcohols you can use. One is called the isopropyl alcohol, which is available from 70% to 90% or sometimes 100%. This one can be used directly as the sanitizer. But of course, you have to make it more suitable for your hand, because once you apply too much alcohol on your hand, it will draw all the water from your hand, and then your hand become very dry, and you eventually have a cracked skin, and then you have skin disease. So all you have to do is to lower the percentage from 90 or 100 to around 70 using water and glycerol. We call it glycerin sometimes in the European country, glycerin or glycerol. The fraction is very simple. For every 5 volume of water, you add 1 volume of glycerol. 1 volume of glycerol. Or 4 volume of water, 1 volume of glycerol. For example, if you have 100% isopropyl alcohol, you have to make it to 70. So you have to do is use 70 ml of 100% isopropyl alcohol, and then mix with around 7 or 6 ml of glycerol, and then the rest is water. Make it to 100 ml, then it is very simple. And of course, the water must be boiled, because if it is not boiled, just only ordinary tap water, it will contain some bacteria. So it's better to use boiled water or even distilled water. And for ethanol, which is another alcohol available, which is more expensive one, which is the same as the one we drink. But of course, the percentage is a little bit higher. Usually available in the market is 70 to 95, and no 100%, only at most 95%. The direction for mixing is more or less the same. You can just follow the same direction as the isopropyl alcohol. Let's say 70 or 72 ml of 95% alcohol, and then maybe the same 7 ml of glycerin, and then the rest is water. Then it will be very suitable for hand cleaning. Very good.
For those of us who don't know, why are masks so effective in preventing the spread of the coronavirus?
Yeah, first of all, the mask has at least 3 important purposes. First of all, when I wear something like mask, I'm warning the others. I'm a suffering person, maybe I'm sick. So beware, you have to wear mask. This is the first purpose. No matter what you wear, even though it is a dummy mask, no functional use, it has a first purpose to warn the people that you get masks and that you better get masks. This is the first thing. The second thing is you have to prevent your own droplets. Because when I sneeze, and then I produce a lot of droplets. If I have a proper mask mounted on my face, at least I will stop maybe at least 70 or 80% of them to spread out. Of course, still have some, unluckily, there are some small droplets may go out, but the amount will be much smaller than without using the mask. And then the last one is the most essential. A properly designed mask prevents you from getting her from the others. Because when someone or this, they produce a lot of aerosol in the air for at least for a few minutes. If you are unlucky, you pass by, and then it inhales some of the aerosols, then you get hurt, and you become the virus carrier, and then you distribute the virus to the others. So wearing a mask is very important for the second and the third reason. So better have a mask, always.
Yes, of course. A lot of people, not only in New Zealand, but overseas, are very curious on how countries like Hong Kong and Taiwan and Singapore managed to slow down the spread of the virus earlier in March. What has been done in Hong Kong to achieve that?
The first of all is the mask itself. The mask is most essential. And then the second is that we always use alcohol or soapy water to wash our hands. Because the virus, once the aerosol gets full in the air, and then sometimes you touch the aerosol accidentally on the surface or directly from the air, then your hand will get infected by the virus. Once you touch your eyes, nose, mouth, and you get hurt. So the people has a well-trained to have washing hand, soapy water, and mask. So it is very essential. And in the April, I think in the coming month, people will start another way of protection, social distancing, which means that people have to separate it. Because this is now become illegal to get more than four people gathered together. So it's a very good practice to make people separated. Because once you infected, when you cough and sneeze, the aerosol will not fall over, maybe turn 2 meters away. So it is very clear that if you keep separated, you will not infect the other. If one person at most infect one person, then the virus will sustain. But if one person infect less than one person, then eventually, after several days, the virus spreading will be stopped by itself, because a fraction to the power n is equal to zero. This is mathematical logic.
Now, Hong Kong has been facing the pandemic for a much longer time than we did in New Zealand. So do you have any advice for our listeners on how to protect themselves?
First of all, mask. And then the second, hand washing. And also important is try to using some goggle. I mean, not the one, the bigger one goggle to protect your eyes from the aerosol. Because the virus itself attached the aerosol, and the aerosol can spread over a few meters. So better have protection on your face. So that is the most important thing. But of course, New Zealand is a big country, so people already get separated. So just an announcement will make people separated over 10 meters away. So it's not that difficult to have social distancing. But the hand washing, eye mask, the mask and the eye protection are most essential.
That was Justin Wong speaking to Kay Kwong. What an awesome nickname. And an interesting point there in terms of the amount of people that we have here compared to other places around the world. We should be able to walk fairly separate on the footpath or on roads and that sort of thing. Try and avoid each other, people. Dr. Kwong added after the interview that there is no need to wear N95 masks or gloves to go to the supermarket, because surgical masks should be enough. The N95 masks, gloves and other personal protective equipment should be left to medical workers, because they need it more than us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.